Dr. Dave. He's not a real doctor, but he likes to play one on the radio. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
Yeah, looking about doing some research into the human attention span.
What?
And this won't be news. This will not be news to you. But Microsoft research last week. Maybe we should do this as a part of the Microsoft update.
Okay.
Got some Windows 10 stuff to talk about as well. So we'll get the latest from the evil empire.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
So Microsoft Research did some research, imagine that, on the human attention span that it dropped 25% in just over a decade. For those of you not paying attention, just talking about Microsoft Research and their attention span results, 25%. Now, what's ironic, you know, I mean, the thing that gets me most about this story is not the 25% reduction, but where it was in 2000. It was an incredibly lengthy 12 seconds in 2000. It's 8 seconds now. You know, at this rate, we will have a negative attention span by 2020. Do you realize that?
He must be capable of fantastic comprehension.
Do you realize that? What would a human being look like with a negative attention span? I don't know. I can't think about it that long.
Exactly. Don't think about it.
Now, Microsoft views this as positive news, since they'll be able to play the same ad over and over and over and over again, and no one will remember.
Yeah, they'll be like, wow.
This is a great new ad. Did you see this? I don't know. Who are you?
Exactly.
Yeah, Microsoft takes this as positive news, since it's the result of our Danes.
Uh-huh.
Dane Bramage, nothing worse, man. Our brains adapting to modern technology. Yeah, well, you know, our brains adapting to modern technology could eventually put Microsoft out of business, but they don't see that. They don't have the attention span either. It's also good for Microsoft employees who now have company-approved distraction in the form of a solitaire tournament. Apparently in honor of the 25th birthday of the solitaire game, Microsoft's hosting a competition to determine its internal champion. You'll be able to join when the tournament is open to the public in June, but by then you will have forgotten all about it. Also, a new release of Windows 10. Windows 10 Mobile introduced the new Insider Preview Build 10.1.22 for PCs. Here's a couple of the changes that are we can highlight. These were pointed out during the keynote at this year's Build conference. Microsoft Edge, which is an updated version of Microsoft's new browser, still labeled Project Spartan in Build 10.1.22. Includes a new tab page that has top sites, featured apps, and content that can be lightly customized in settings. Kind of like a, what's it called? Like an Opera or, the term just went out of my head. I can't remember things anymore. You know, where you've got the pictures of the top websites that you view on your homepage. When you open the browser, bam, the top six or eight with little thumbnails of the websites that are among your favorites and most commonly visited. Yeah, exactly. Forget what that's called.
I don't know. Recently viewed?
Nope. Start and Continuum is a new start menu that's gotten a little bit of a redesign visually. File Explorer and Settings are at the bottom left of the menu, and the ability to toggle. Well, tiles, yeah, there's a form, yeah.
Yeah, it says,
there's a description when you go to Firefox. It says what is this page, and it describes what you're looking at.
Yeah.
And it says, you know, when you open a new tab, you'll see the see tiles from the sites you frequently visit.
Right. There you go.
Also, along with tiles that we think you might be interested in as well.
Right. Which you can turn off, the suggestions, yeah. Start and continuum were changed. Start screen has been moved to personalization settings. And for continuum, when you switch to tablet mode, the left pane is collapsed. And you can bring it back by clicking the top left icon. That's more for a touchscreen sort of user interface. A couple of key fixes. Frequent crashes in Microsoft Edge, which again is the Internet Explorer replacement. There's a bug that may cause problems with Cortana speech. Cortana's like Siri, only better. Although, particularly this particular build, apparently there's still a bug that needs to be worked out that it can crash. There is also an issue with downloading an upgrade because too many device INFs are being migrated and they reach an internal limit. And it's preventing some people from getting an upgrade and driving them nuts. But if you use disk cleanup and you using Windows 10 build 10122, you can use disk cleanup to delete the system files, the extraneous system files. And when you choose device driver packages, it will eliminate that problem and let you do your update. So Windows 10, I think, is progressing nicely. We've talked about my enthusiasm. At least based on what it looks like so far for Windows 10. You know, I think they made a big leap. Here's how the Windows 8, 8.1, 10 situation has progressed in my view. Windows 8, huge gains in performance. Huge gains in boot performance, just usage performance, loading apps, that sort of thing. Big user interface problems with Windows 8. Windows 8.1, some ways to work around some of those user interface issues, particularly for desktop users. Kind of an incremental improvement in that, not as good as it should be, but pretty good. Windows 10, additional performance improvements, a big leap forward in desktop user interface, ease of use and sort of intuitive interface, much less convoluted interface with Windows 10, and some significant improvements in the browser. Although I got to tell you, Internet Explorer 11, although it doesn't have the add-ons and extensions that Google Chrome and Firefox have that are a big advantage, the performance of Internet Explorer is phenomenal compared to those other browsers. Now, the latest version of Firefox is not bad. It's pretty close to Internet Explorer, so it makes it probably my pick right now in browsers, just barely, because of the additional add-ons that you can add to Firefox that just aren't even an option in Internet Explorer. But it's amazing. I go back to the days of, you know, Internet Explorer when it was not Internet Explorer. It was called Mosaic, owned by the Mosaic Company. And, boy, I never thought it would really be competitive. And it is. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. What else we got going on? Seemed like there was some other stuff that I wanted to talk about in terms of just, you know, as I walk through my week, things that I'm learning. And oh, I know. Not something that we really dealt with this week, but an important update potentially for Blu-ray format coming up. An Ultra HD Blu-ray spec looks like it's being finalized, formally completed yesterday, the Ultra HD Blu-ray specification by the Blu-ray spec organization. It's been under development for some time, and this is the first time it was released, the specification was released the first time last September, and it's finally been completed and announced. The new spec allows for higher resolutions, greater range of colors, and larger capacity discs so that Ultra HD content can be stored and played. The biggest advantage, I think, to this lies in its name. The Ultra HD Blu-ray will support the 3840 by 2160 Ultra HD resolution that is known as 4K for Ultra HD TV. So, big news for you video enthusiasts. 4K discs, same physical format, completely different internal storage format. No necessity for a different color laser or anything like that, but significantly different format for the DVDs. Man, I was going through my VCR collection, videotape collection the other day. Some neat stuff we've got, but it's been tucked away. My VCR broke, so I can't even see it anymore. We'll be back. Last segment of Computer Talk coming up.
Dave Mason, the Computer Whisperer. The Computer Whisperer? Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.